This is VOA News. I'm the Biagio. Flowers and tributes piled up on Sunday outside the Moscow concert hall as Russians mourn the victims of an attack which left over 130 people dead. The suburban Moscow music hall where gunmen opened fire on concert goers was a blackened, smoldering ruin as the number of dead stood at 133, making the attack the deadliest in Russia in years. Authorities said the toll could still rise. Senegalese voters go to the polls Sunday to choose a new president to replace outgoing President Macky Sall. The president's second and final term ends on April 2nd. 19 presidential candidates, including a female business executive, are competing to lead the Francophone, West African country. Polls are scheduled to close at 6 p.m. local time. For the latest developments, here's reporter Alpha Diallo in the Senegalese capital, Dakar.
Voting is going peacefully. The atmosphere is very calm. And people have started, you know, streaming to different polling centers in the early morning, despite the chilly, weather, because it's a bit cold. But some of the polling stations I visited, I found there are very long queues, but everything is, you know, orderly. So overall, just to tell you that it is going on very well. People are streaming to different polling stations to cast their vote. And the information is that whenever you cast your vote, you go back to your house or to your residence and they wait for the results.
Results are expected next week and we'll bring you more coverage on that. And for more coverage 24/7, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nearly 300 kidnapped Nigerian school children have been released, local officials said Sunday, more than 2 weeks after the children were seized from their school in the northwestern state of Kaduna and marched into the forest. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Kaduna State Governor Uba Sani did not give details of the release of the 287 students abducted from their school and the remote town of Kariga on March 7th, with at least 100 of them aged 12 or younger. In a statement, he thanked Nigerian President Bola Tinubu, particularly ensuring that the abducted school children are released unharmed. At least 1,400 students have been kidnapped from Nigerian schools since 2014, when Boko Haram militants kidnapped hundreds of schoolgirls from Borno State's Chibok village in 2014. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Lebanon's displaced celebrate Ramadan amid fears that border conflict might become the new normal. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has more.
Lebanon's displaced are celebrating Ramadan amid fears that the conflict between the militant group Hezbollah and Israeli forces might become the new normal. About 60 families are celebrating the Islamic holy month at an abandoned hotel in southern Lebanon, far from their homes. They're among the roughly 90,000 people who are trying to escape the shelling and airstrikes. For a while, many hoped that a ceasefire would coincide with the start of Ramadan, but weeks have passed without clear prospects for a solution. The Lebanese government has promised to compensate residents of the south whose homes have been damaged or destroyed. But according to officials, the funding hasn't been secured. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Although a budget compromise has been signed into law and a partial government shutdown averted, some hardliner U.S. Republican lawmakers are now threatening to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson for compromising with Democrats. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
Some Democrats said they would vote to keep Johnson if he were to call a vote on the $95 billion security assistance package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, which has already been approved by the Senate. So far, Johnson has ignored it. That measure is unlikely to come up anytime soon, as lawmakers will now leave Washington for a two-week break. Republican opposition to more funding for Ukraine has led to fears that Russia could seriously erode Ukraine's ability to continue defending itself.
Palestinians who fled during an ongoing Israeli raid in and around the Gaza Strip's main hospital describe days of heavy fighting, mass arrests, forced marches past dead bodies and flattened buildings in interviews on Sunday. We'll bring you more on that in Washington. Nabil Biagio, VOA News.